Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy V's. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. I'm your host, Miss V, and I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Hello, Miss V. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I had some super stuff happen today, but I'm doing good. I mean, I'm in a little pain. I got a crown. I'm having my crown replaced, and right now I have a temporary crown on. So naturally, my tooth is a little bit more sensitive. I love my dentist.
Kind of makes you, makes you want to go night night real soon.
Yeah, because it's like now every time the air hits my mouth, it's like, ooh, bitch. I'm like, oh, don't, like, I don't even want to talk. So, but I'm going to make it through this show. I know y'all like really consistent on talk. Now, if you've never had a crown replaced, the temporary crown is not as strong as your permanent crown. The temporary crown is something that they make in the office that, you know, if you got a good dentist, I have a fabulous dentist. The crown is the exact same shape as my tooth and everything. I mean, he did a full crown. Probably the same stuff that he's sending to the lab to make my regular crown. But he does a temporary one in his office. But the whole thing is that because this crown is not permanent, it's not as strong as my regular tooth. So that means that the sensitive, I'm feeling things that I know I wouldn't feel if my tooth was, if the crown was on. I'm getting a porcelain crown, so naturally that's going to be much stronger. But, ooh, Jesus.
Right.
I've been feeling some stuff today. And no, I don't need, for anybody who don't understand, people who get crowns do not have to get root canals. Because somebody kept saying, but you have to get a root canal to get a crown. No, you do not. I've never had a root canal, and I really don't want one. But this week, I want to talk about stupid-ass people, or stupidity, however you want to do it. I had an incident happen, and I want everybody, first of all, the number to call in is 646-716-8041. I want people to call in and chime in on this because this is not a black or white issue, but I will tell you the race of the individual that this was, but race really has nothing to do with stupidity. I live in a neighborhood like most people, and this is the time of year where people go around and they say, hey, want your yard raked? If they're hustling for some money. This morning, I went to breakfast with one of my girlfriends. This was a pre-planned breakfast, so we were going to breakfast. And I'm leaving my house, but before I leave, I'm sitting in my office, and I keep hearing this little girl, and I keep looking because the little girl I know doesn't live at the house that I see her at. So I'm like, what? And I'm not that neighbor who opens up their window and want to hear your business, okay? I figure it must have been something going on because she kept talking to somebody. Well, as I'm leaving my house, I realize I'm assuming that it's her brother. I don't know who the individual was. But they're raking the leaves of my next-door neighbor's yard. I come home from breakfast. Now, I went to a long breakfast. I went to breakfast like at 9:15 this morning. I didn't get back close to noon. And the only place I went to breakfast, we really went to like a brunch. But that's how me and my girl, I mean, we don't go eat and leave. We, you know, chit-chat. That's what we do. We do this like once every four months. So I come back, and I see my neighbor's yard, and I'm thinking, they must not have finished. That's what I'm thinking in my mind. But I know I saw the guy putting leaves in, but the yard don't look like they had did anything to it. Well, the football game was on. We won't have a discussion about that because I can't handle that right now. I'm just a little bit too pissed. I only want to mention it, so I won't say who was playing, but we all know. As the game was finishing, I hear somebody knocking at my door. Now, grant you, I was in my bedroom, and I had switched over to Law & Order already. So I think I hear somebody knocking at my door. I have a doorbell. I hate when people knock on my door. And it must not have been that serious because my dog didn't answer. So the dog mm-hmm. didn't do nothing. Well, then my doorbell rings. The dog is looking at me like, bitch, you going to go get that? And I'm like, I guess I will. The dog's still there, Mark, so I knew it must not have been like something he was really concerned about. I go, before I could get to the door, the person is gone. But I hear this person yelling, you want your leaves done? So I know he's talking to my other next-door neighbor, and I'm thinking they must be outside or something. But what I did was I went and I looked on my camera because he set off the cameras on my house. I could hear him, but I looked. I was like, that's the same dude who did the stuff next door. But see, he didn't have nothing with him. First of all, how are you going to go to someone's house and ask if they need their leaves did and you ain't got shit in your hand? That's my first question. Mm-hmm. I mean, no rake, no nothing. Now, I'm from an old school. If you're going to go hustling, now, I understand people will have their own bags, but you should have at least had a rake in your hand, right? Am I wrong on that, Greg?
No. Oh, no. It's... oh, big time. Yeah. If you're going to get... Yeah.
But considering that this is the child dude, I don't know what he is, that was next door earlier. Now, their yard don't look like shit was dead to it. I kid you not.
Right.
The driveway, I mean, ain't clear or nothing. I don't know what the fuck he would did. I don't know what he was charging, but my next door neighbor said he thought he was high on something. So, mm-hmm. and they got two kids, and they got a teenager, so I knew they wasn't going to ask nobody. Because, see, first of all, you got a lot of balls when you walk up to a neighbor and they already outside doing shit. If they doing shit in the yard, what the fuck they, why do you think they need your help? I'm just keeping it real, you know.
Well, I mean, neighbor, now, if he's already doing it and just started, oh, hey, I'll do this for, you know, 20, 40 bucks. And it's like,
no, he is not there with his wife.
Okay. Yeah, but you already know how long it takes to do all the leaves in your yard because you did it the year before. So it's like, okay, I know exactly how long it takes. Yeah, go ahead, I'll pay you this much. Now, same guy, you didn't do your work. But
he didn't know that he did the other neighbor's yard until I went out there and I said something. And I said, go check out his yard. He was like, oh, hell no. Now, I have a leaf blower. And remember that we just had a big snow here not too long ago. So. And my yard had been dead that week. So it's not like there's a ton of leaves out there in my yard. My next door neighbor, the neighbor who he did this morning hadn't had his yard touched. So big difference. But mine and my other neighbor, ours have been touched. So we had way less, I mean, than the other neighbor.
Right.
I went out there with my leaf blower because this is Michigan. And give it 5 minutes and they'll be snowing. Well, the reason why I went out there with my leaf blower is not because I cared about my yard, but because anybody who knows about the snow and snow blowers don't like leaves, and they will clog up your snow blower. So I already had plans to get the leaves off of my deck and out of my yard. So I was like, okay, this ain't going to take me that long because my leaf blower does a way better job than anything. My driveway right now looked like a what's the machines that the neighbor, you know, the one, the street cleaner, looked like a street cleaner in my yard. because that's what I did with my leaf blower. But I'm thinking, you know, motherfucker, you got to come correct when you come to my house. I'm just keeping it real. If you want to come hustling in my house, you got to know how to hustle. And you got to bring your real game on. Now, I don't know what y'all do in other parts of the country, but I want to know what y'all think about this generation of people that are going around trying to hustle but hustling wrong. Because I, for one, I don't pay for shitty work. I'm just keeping it real. And I don't know what he thought he was doing. And then we got meth heads where I live at. So I always watch, like, people come to my door. I normally pretty much have already scanned. If you come to my door, odds are I'm not going to let you do any work, even if it needs to be done. Because I have in my phone a cadre of people that I could call. And because we have this app here, and I know they have it all over the country because my girlfriend, who is not computer savvy, is even part of it. And it's called Nextdoor. It's called Nextdoor.com, and it's strictly for neighborhoods. It's like the Facebook for neighborhoods, but not as raunchy, because it's strictly about your neighborhood that you live in. Well, I already know that if I want my leaves cleaned, I could go on Nextdoor and post it, and I'm going to get somebody from the neighborhood, okay? But since the guy who I found off Nextdoor who put in my brand new chandelier already gave me a name of somebody, I'm going to deal with old dude that he gave me, because this guy who did my chandelier is running a legitimate business. See, he sent somebody to me to fuck stuff. I'm going to cut him out, and I'm going to blast him. You random person is coming into my door. I ain't mad at you for having your hustle, but you know what? You got to have game. I need to be able to look at your work and say, yeah, I let you do it. From what I saw, don't come back to my door with that shit.
Normally we don't have people hustling. Well, maybe. But mostly it's for mowing, and that's about it during spring, summer, fall. Leaves? Ain't nobody wanna fuck with leaves out here. But I do have a leaf blower and a vacuum and the whole nine, so I ain't worried about it.
See, I need a vacuum. I think my neighbor across the street has a vacuum. I'm so fucking jealous of them. Yeah, I said I was jealous. I know it's not some y'all here. That motherfucking grass look like it's been pedicured. I saw him on his riding sucker or whatever you call it. What'd you call it again?
Well, yeah, you got a riding lawnmower with a vacuum on the backside.
Well, he had the vacuum on his. I'm telling you, his front yard looks immaculate, not a fucking leaf in it. True enough, he don't have a tree in his front yard either. But he did his yard, and he did the neighbor across from him. I was just like, oh, my God, I hate you. I really hate you. But, now, his shit looks fabulous. Mine don't look like that, okay? We ain't on that level. But my whole thing is that my front yard, first of all, I feel if you're going to be bold enough to come to my house, you need to check out my property because I got a front and back. And I normally want my leaves done front and back. And I have to have my driveway did because of the wintertime. So, like I said, what I saw, I was like, I'm good, honey. Well, I didn't even talk to him. But people, educate your children or hustlers or whoever y'all are. Anybody listening, if you're getting your hustle on like that, I want to see what you did, because if you do my neighbor and that shit looks shitty, we can't talk. It's like a couple of years ago, my next door neighbor had his yard did by this black guy. And when I say he did a fabulous job, the guy was so damn busy, he never did respond to me. He gave me his number and everything because I saw him out there, and I was like, yo, how much you charge, blah, 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 blah. I was ready to pay him, and he was going to charge me like $100 to do my front and backyard. But I'm telling you, the work he did, it was worth it.
Yeah.
because he spent some hours out there. Okay, it wasn't no I'm done in 5 minutes. I mean, serious work he did. I got his number. Oh, dude never did respond to me because I couldn't get a hold of him because he was making that much money. But I know he was making money because I saw what he did to my neighbor's yard. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, this little motherfucker that this morning, I don't know what he thought, but see, well, he got lucky. He got the old man. And I know y'all say I got a lot of nerve comes from my old man, but, yeah, he got the old man. Because I went next door and told my next-door neighbor's son, I said, let me tell you something. I said, anytime you want to get your hustle on, come knock on my door. I said, don't let them random kids take that money. I said, because I'll pay you. I said, I ain't going to pay no random. I said, especially after that crappy work that he did. And I'm telling you, I know his mama and daddy, because they went to dinner or something. I know they told him, see, Via pay you. I know they did, because I told his dad, I said, if he come to my hustle, I will pay him, because I really don't want to do it. And for what, it takes me too long to do it because of my back. So I can only do like a small amount at a time. So it'll take me 10 hours to do something that somebody else could do in a couple. And I paid the little boy next door. And my next door neighbor said, oh, if he come over there, he was like, he'll do it right. I ain't going to let him have to do your stuff. I was like, listen, at least I know what he going to do with the money. He ain't ready to shoot it up. I was like, you ain't going to let him do that. You know, and what people do with their money is their business. But if I'm paying you, I don't want to pay for a person who has a drug problem. I'm just keeping it real. I don't want to be the person paying for your habit. Because, see, people like that will think that you got something and they come back and break in your shit. Then I had to kill somebody. And I don't think nobody want me killing nobody. But that's how drug addicts are. I just can't do it. Y'all call me crazy or whatever. I can't do it.
Oh, no.
So how's your week been going?
It's actually been kind of a long week, but pretty much the same thing, messing around with stupidity of people because they just don't understand how to drive a vehicle. And not only that, I mean,
who tried to hit
you? Can you not open the door?
Who tried to hit your car this week?
Oh, actually, I've had about 3 people try to hit my car this week.
They don't know what they're fucking with, do they?
Oh, no. I mean, this is what's funny. It's jumping on the on-ramp to a highway. What do you normally do? Well, I was taught years ago.
You speed up so you can mark.
You got to be at highway speed.
You don't slow down.
On. You got to merge at highway speed. If it's 70 miles an hour,
you do not get to the end of the NRAP and stop.
Not only that, you can't be doing 50 miles an hour when it's 70 on the highway.
Oh, hell no.
I mean, I actually passed a person last week that was on the highway in the get-off ramp for an exit. So, yeah, it's like, Trust me. I know the highway where I'm at and which way I go to work. So, okay, I've got about four exits that are long enough for me to pass somebody on the right-hand side and get over. And the only reason I do that is because the left lane is blocked with other stupid people.
I'm glad I ain't been driving near you, because I would hate to be that person.
I mean, I got my signals on. I'm legal and everything else.
Don't you know signals mean don't do shit? I found that a long time ago. Well, that here in Michigan, it seems like when you put your signal on, that means be rude. That's a signal to the person that you're trying to signal. Just become a jackass. But I think, speaking of people trying to hit cars, I think that I shocked somebody this week because I was driving, and I was on, not on the freeway, but on a regular street. But this street has a lane that actually ends when you make a right turn into this one grocery store. And it's very easy to not realize that you're in that lane. And when you realize that you need to get into the other lane because it literally ends, you can't go nowhere but into that grocery store. So I was in the lane next to that one, and there was a car in front of me. It wasn't way, way in front of me, but it was one of those things where the person didn't realize that that was the right lane, that they had to turn. They put their signal on. Car that was directly in front of me was like being an ass, like, you ain't coming in. What I did is I flashed my lights, like, come on in. You know, it ain't nothing going on that serious. I understand you put your signal on. Mistakes happen. You know, that person might not have been from this area or whatever. It's easy because there's no sign that says right turn only. If there was a sign anywhere on there before you got to it that said right turn only, I might be like, you should have saw it. But I know that lane doesn't have a sign that says right turn only on it. It just ends. So I let the person in. I think the person literally was shocked because they got in front of me. Which, again, I didn't have a problem because I allowed them to get in front of me. But they, like, made it a point to, like, let me know three or four times, like, yo, thank you, thank you. You didn't have to let me in. And I'm thinking, it wasn't no biggie to me. You know, mistakes happen, and I think the least I could have is some damn common courtesy and let the person in.
Right.
Because, and on top of that, I don't know if you guys have this down there, but we now have BJ's. For anybody who shops at BJ's, let me tell you something. I'm a Costco girl. My daughter got a BJ's membership. The only thing right now I see BJ's being good for is the gas. Before anybody slams me and say data bomb and all this, I am not impressed. I was not impressed. I've been in there twice. I am more in tune to Costco. I've been a member of Costco since the early 90s, even before they came to Michigan. I was a member because I was a member in California. BJ's is smaller than Costco. For anybody who thinks that they're huge, no. I know how big Costco is because, see, I go up in Costco. I have yet to run in and run out of Costco on any given day, and that's when I know what I'm going for, okay? I still got to take 30 to 35 minutes in Costco. I'm just keeping this real. Even when I know what I'm going to get, it takes me minimum 35 minutes in Costco. That's how huge Costco is. And I've been to numerous Costcos in different states. So it's not just one or two. I've been to Costco in California. I've been to Costco in Virginia. I've been to Costco, and you name it, I done been there, okay? It ain't just here in Michigan. I done been in Ohio. I've been to Costco in other states. So I understand
Yep.
Costco is huge. BJ's, I have nothing against it right now. The only selling point for me is that BJ's gas is cheaper than everybody's, even Costco's. But I don't see the hype. To me, it's actually kind of backwards the way they do some of their stuff. First of all, I also think they're setting people up to get robbed. And I'm saying they're cashiers. Apparently, they ain't realize this is Michigan. They will rob anybody here. you're on the same side. They're set up like Menards. And if anybody's ever been to Menards, Menards, the cashier is on the exact same side as you are when you're checking out. They're not behind the counter. So that's the way they're set up. But Menards, their thing is at least at the level with, like, waist level. This woman had to bend down to, like, get money out the drawer. And then I'm like, okay, I understand that y'all want people to come in and see your store, but the reason why Costco is never really crowded is because the randoms can't just walk in Costco unless they got a reason. In Costco, you have got to have a reason to go. And every Costco has to be able to sell liquor to the general public. You don't need a membership. But guess what? You're going to let them know when you don't have your membership card, hey, I'm just coming to buy some liquor. That's far few, yep. Because here in the state of Michigan, I do not know how it is in other states, but here in the state of Michigan, you will not get liquor any cheaper at Costco, BJ's, or Sam's Club than you will at any other store, because the state of Michigan has what they call a state minimum. In the state of Michigan, no one can sell below that state minimum. So you're not offering anybody an advantage that they would not have, okay? Most of the stores here sell liquor at the state minimum because they want that business. The wholesale clubs cannot sell it cheaper than the state minimum. And they have to get their liquor from the exact same people that the party stores and the bars get their liquor from. But I think we got Randy, so I'm going to bring Randy on because we know we only got 30 minutes. Hello?
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing, Randy?
I'm doing okay.
How are you doing, Randy?
I'm fine.
Long time, man.
I've been trying to call your show, but I heard your show was so like an hour.
Yeah, now it's only an hour long.
It's okay. I didn't know. I just haven't been calling in a while because I've been so like I gotta get up super early in the morning, so the next day, and the fact that I was been on vacation recently.
Go anywhere?
Nice.
Yeah, I went to Jersey. I went to Jersey for the weekend. Just got out of there Monday. Took the taxi, took a train. And just spent the weekend.
You have a good time?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. When I got back home, I had to get myself ready for our colonoscopy. I had to get that taken care of.
Right.
I mean, preparing for it is a real pain in the ass. Literally.
That's kind of what I hear.
Yeah, you gotta don't eat anything. Everything's gotta be on a liquid diet. You gotta drink water, tea. Soda, clear sodas. No food. I hadn't had food for a day.
Damn.
Then yours is easier than they did mine, because they had me on Metamucil and something else, and they cleaned my system out. It was coming from both ends. When I went in and got my colonoscopy, the doctor said, you know what? You did an excellent job cleaning it out. I ain't got to see you for another 10 years. Wait a minute. I did such a good job that he was able to see everything he wanted to see and told me he ain't need to see me for 10 years. So I don't go see him again until I turn 60. So I'm good.
Yeah, it's gotten to be the same thing with me. I had to take some. I mean, it's not the liquid. I mean, here, Harster, not the big gallon jug. You got to drink the whole damn thing for that. No, it's not that anymore. It's so like I mean, it's flavored flavored solution. Mine was raspberry, but it still tastes like crap.
I think Ink Shocker does different because some people actually have the stuff they prescribe to you, and then there are others that will have you go buy the stuff over the counter. Because I had to mix mine with Gatorade, and I had to drink Gatorade. I had to drink like 2 64-ounce bottles of Gatorade, and this stuff was mixed with it. But because I forget whatever this diuretic was, whatever they gave me, it started coming out one end and then it came out the other end because I had nothing on my stomach. Oh, it wasn't cute. Thank God for having a bathtub. Because.
Yeah, I've been doing
again,
that.
Again, like I said, I ain't got a stem for another 10 years, so I'm good.
Yeah, same here. Another 10 years for me. I mean, as soon as I got home, I just ate what I want. And then the next day, I know I lost a couple pounds. I know I lost a couple pounds that year, but that day. But other than that, I'm great. I mean, the colonoscopy wasn't as bad as I thought. I mean, it knocked me out. They got me out, put me through the tests, and then after that, the doctor told me, said, can't do nothing for, what, see you for 10 years. So good thing I have nothing in my system, nothing. I have nothing. So I don't have colon cancer.
That's good.
Of course, someone had to take me back and forth to the hospital and home. Well, like
but
I said,
that's
the
because of the anesthesia.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Because anytime they put you under anesthesia, you have to have someone take you. So they could be the person that's going to say they're going to monitor you for the amount of time they need to afterwards. Because even though, like, when I came out, there was no way I could have driven home because I was still too high. And it's more so that it's the anesthesia. And everybody has a different reaction. Everybody doesn't react the same to anesthesia. I am a person who I have literally had reactions to the anesthesia. So I have to be watched because I've had a reaction to the anesthesia where I've had to be watched for a week because of it. So they always want you to be watched for that first 24 hours and they want to see how you're going to react to it. And the only reason why I know that is because I don't know what happened one time when they gave me anesthesia. I went in for something different. I took a day off work. I stayed home. I couldn't come out of the anesthesia. I couldn't drive. I couldn't function. I couldn't do a whole lot of stuff. And I literally called the doctor and said, listen, I'm still high. I can't do anything. And my children were school-aged at that time. So I had to make arrangements because I couldn't even drive them to school. Because the next morning I got up to try to take my children to school. And luckily my son had just gotten his learner's permit. So I was like, baby, you're going to have to drive to school. And, you know, I was thinking that with him driving there, that I would have been okay to drive home. And I got back home, but I called the doctor and I said, I need to do something. And I got my son and daughter, called my son at school on his cell phone and told him that somebody else was going to pick him up. And my daughter actually stayed home another day. And my son got a ride to school. And believe me, it's not anything to mess with the anesthesia.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reaction to the anesthesia is not what people think.
Right. That's what the doctor told me not to do anything. Don't do anything. Don't sign any documents. Don't do anything until the next day. So I just kept my ass home the next day. I didn't even go outside. Why should I go outside? I was on anesthesia and probably do something stupid.
I'd definitely be staying in bed all day.
Oh, I don't know how to stay in bed all day.
If I don't feel good, I do.
Well, see, with the anesthesia, it's just, for me, it was just being high. I just knew I was lightheaded. And me laying
right
in the bed, that wasn't going to help. All I did was piss me off more. Like the way I feel now, I'm just like pissed. And I got to be like this for another damn week. I don't go back to the dentist until the fucking 5th of damn December. And when I go in, he's going to put one crown on and he's prepping me for another crown.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Oh, he tried to do both on the same day. And I've been going to my dentist for over 10 years. So, and I want to say this to everybody. Do not be afraid to tell your doctor no. If you know how your doctor is, it's okay to tell them no. Even if it's probably in your best interest that they do it at that time. Because my doctor wanted to do both my crowns on the same day. And I looked at him and I said, you ain't touching my mouth like that. I was like, you must think I'm crazy. And he's like, you know, I could get this done. I was like, nah, we're going to do it before the end of the year, though. Well, my damn doctor left me sitting in there because my doctor is ADD. I swear he is. He is like the best damn dentist out there, but I swear he got ADD. He walked up out of there because when they made my temporary crown, you have to wait like 30 minutes when they do a temporary crown before they could do anything. They like have to let it mold and you got to hold the shit in your mouth and all this stuff. So naturally, ain't no sense in sitting there with me because he's got the dental tech in there with me because I'm under gas. And the gas they give you in the dentist is not like they used to be. You're fully conscious, but they still have to monitor you. They can't leave you alone when you're getting gas. So the dental tech is sitting there and he's like, I got to go get Doc because Doc is, I was like, I'm used to this. He come back in there, and I said, this is exactly why I didn't let you do both of them. He's like, I know. He was like, you know how I am. And I looked at him, and I did the I see you symbol. He's like, you know, I don't want no problems with you. I said, we don't have no problems. I said, I've been coming to you all this time, but the dental tech was new to his office. He did not know that I knew how the dentist worked. I said, oh, I'm used to this. I said, that's why I don't let him do a whole lot of work at one time on my mouth. I was like, he is ADD all the way around. I was like, but he is one of the best at what the hell he do. But I swear that man gets distracted easy. That man, you laying up in a damn chair. I'll tell you one thing. I ain't never, and I'm saying this, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I ain't never got to worry about anything bad happening at the damn dentist's office to me as far as me being uncomfortable or something happening to me personally. Because my damn dentist got ADD. He can't concentrate on nothing more than 5 minutes, okay? Now, when he up in your mouth, he up in your mouth, and you cannot distract him when he up in somebody's mouth. But once he get through with that damn patient and he got to go take care of something else real quick and come back, that man will get distracted like a damn child in a candy store. He one of the best damn dentists I've ever been to, but I tell you, he get distracted easy. He got like some serious ADD. And they don't tell you that when you first go to them. And I always make my appointment when I don't have nothing else better to do because, see, I know that I'm going to be sit up in his damn chair. I make my appointment intentionally because I know that he's going to keep me sitting there. So I make sure that he's like the last thing I got to do in the day. So I just go back and chill, be like, okay. Because I know when he finished with me, I ain't going to want to do nothing, and I know he's going to keep me waiting.
Yep.
And people are telling me, it's like, I don't know why you don't get mad. I was like, first of all, my dentist know from the last time I put him in check about making me wait. I was like, but I also had to realize, but when he made me wait that one time, it wasn't his fault. He had told the people to tell all his clients that there was an emergency and he didn't know when he was going to be done. They didn't tell me, so I was sitting in the waiting room like for 45 minutes. They never said anything. I said, you know what? Y'all must think I ain't got nothing to do. I said, if I miss my appointment, y'all want to charge me $65 for not calling or doing a late call off. I said, you know what? I said, my time is just as valuable. And I said, if I send the doctor a bill for me sitting here, he ain't going to like it. I said, because my time is valuable. I said, what you do is when he can actually see me and not have me sitting in this damn waiting room, call me. He apologized to me and everything. They don't keep me waiting. They don't play with me. And he told them to make sure that they not only respect me, but all his patients, because nobody has time to sit. But I know when I get back there in that chair that I'm not his only patient. You know, he's got, just like every doctor, they have time allotted on the book for the patient. And when they put that time on there, they also have other patients that might be quicker that are fitted into that time. And when it comes down to a crown, you're not in and out with a crown.
Right.
So he'll fit a filling in between while he's doing my crown. And I got a two-hour appointment with him next time, so I know that he's going to be all up in my mouth and I'm going to be mad as hell. At least when I finish with him, I know I'll be good. Because then next time I see him, he'll just be putting the new crown on. And the one thing I know he ain't going to mess me over, because his last day of work is the 19th of December, and he don't come back until after the 1st of the year. So I know that when I see him on the 5th, he will be getting me in before he goes on vacation. And I will have my teeth ready for the new year and for Christmas.
That's it.
But speaking of holidays, remember, everybody, we will not be on next week, but we will be back the following week, and we'll only be back for 2 weeks, and then we're off until January 12th, I believe. Let me look. I think we don't come back until the 12th.
That sounds about right.
Is it the
12th
or the 5th? I'll let y'all. I'm almost positive it's the 12th, but let me check real quick.
Off week into.
Because we're going to be off. We're going to be off almost a month. And then we'll be back until our summer break. Yep. Our last show is the 15th, and then we come back the 12th of January.
Okay.
Yep.
So we're off next week, and then we got the 8th and the 15th, and then after the 15th, we won't be back until the 12th of January.
So what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving coming up?
I'm getting white girl wasted. What you doing, Greg?
I am heading over to my sister and brother-in-law's house and taking a bunch of oyster dressing.
That sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Instead of one pan, I've been advised to bring two pans of smoked oyster dressing.
Wow.
So you gonna make that yourself?
Oh yeah.
I don't think you can buy that in the store.
Homemade. Do what now?
I was gonna say I've never seen it in the store, so I was gonna say I thought you'd have to make that.
Oh, no, it's, you buy the Pepperidge Farm traditional breadcrumbs, and I cut up my own celery, onions, cook that in butter, and then mix in my smoked oysters and olive oil that they're in, and mix all that stuff together, bake it, yep. It's done. Real simple recipe.
Okay.
And yeah, it's definitely homemade and got that from my mom.
Okay.
I bet that's good.
Oh, yeah. My brother-in-law will not eat my sister's or his mom's.
Mm-hmm.
He'll only eat my dressing. What about you, Randy?
Probably be with family. I'll probably be with family. Yeah, I won't be going to work. They better not call me for work. I'll probably be with family. Spend some time with family, watching football with the guys. And, women cook the dinner. At least that's all it is with some female members of my family. Right now I'm down to about three members from my mom's side of the family. So that's two aunts and my mom.
Yep.
So it's either go to their houses, even one of those houses, because the rest of my aunts and uncles are up in heaven right now.
Yep.
I mean, I can cook, but no one can cook like Mom.
Oh, no. That's why.
No one can cook like Mom.
I agree with you there 100%. Other than when it came to grilling and certain things my dad did. And I got a lot of stuff from him and a lot of stuff from Mom. And Sis got the other stuff. But, nope, I plan on getting over there Thursday morning, put my beer in the fridge, and start cooking as soon as I pop a top on my first beer.
And, of course, you got football. Of course, you got football that day, too.
Yep, got tons of football. According, and also, Lions are playing that day.
Well, they always start first.
And I know right now from the news I got today, depending on what happens Friday or Thursday, the head office there at the Detroit Lions might be changing coaches.
Oh,
we
really?
Should.
And right now, yeah, it's like with loss today, depends on what happens Thursday, and then they got 9 days before the next game. And it's, yeah, there might be some change up there in Detroit.
Of course, you got Detroit first. Detroit with another team, then the Cowboys with another team, and of course, it's gonna be a third game later.
Got college Friday and Saturday.
Mhm.
And NFL Sunday and Monday.
I want to go to that Michigan Ohio State game so bad, and there is no way to get tickets without giving up a kidney.
Yep. I checked
on tickets 3 months ago for that game, and they were $150 for fucking nosebleeds.
Yep.
How much were the good seats?
I ain't even bother to look, because I figure if it's $150 for nosebleeds, I ain't even got to look for the other one. I think they were like $275 or almost $300.
Damn, for a seat.
And considering that I didn't go to either one of those damn schools, I damn sure am paying that amount of money.
No.
If I was alumni, well, if I was alumni, I'd be getting seats cheaper anyway.
Yep.
And they have alumni. Okay, I don't know. If all of the schools have it, for us, we have our alumni section. So, like, If I go to Eastern and I go to a football team, football game, I got a nice seat.
Yeah.
But because of the size of U of M, their students are all over. And the same thing with Eastern. But it's just that alumni gets first dibs. So it's like, if you're a student, you damn sure better not be trying to get into the alumni section first. The seats higher up you can sit in, and then we have actually suite seats. I don't know where the hell my university got this money from, but, like, we got now got cushy out. We got names cushy-ass seats. I can actually pay for the season, but I got to – oh, if we ever make it to a real bowl game, I mean, make it past, like, if we take the MAC championship one year, I might actually go back and buy season tickets because their games aren't bad, but you know what? I'm going to tell you one thing that the Lions have done. They have fucking spoiled me. I don't comprehend this sitting outside watching a goddamn football game, okay? I just don't. I don't comprehend sitting outside watching football.
Yep. And that's saying, if you are alumni here in Oklahoma with OU or OSU, oh, yeah, you definitely are able to get your tickets even though you're not a season ticket holder. I mean,
like
the
right now,
alumni
Eastern is going for a bowl game. And they don't know what bowl game they're getting, so I'm hoping they get the I'm hoping that Eastern gets the Motor City Bowl, because if they get the Motor City Bowl, I will be there. And that's the game the day after Christmas, because that'll be right here at Ford Field. If they don't get the Motor City Bowl, I don't see me traveling to Hawaii or no place. I just ain't doing it.
It could be El Paso.
Yeah, too far.
I ain't going there either. I ain't going to El Paso either. I do not need my passport to go to El Paso, and you know that.
Well, no, but go over to Mexico, get some stuff,
I ain't going to Mexico, and that's what my passport card would be for. I'm good. I ain't crossing the border. I'm good.
Nope.
I'm good.
Greg, how are your Sooners doing?
My Sooners right now, I think, are 9-1 or 10-1.
That's pretty good.
We barely squeaked out the last two games. Came back on two games ago. Most points as far as a comeback win, which was, I think, 25 points to win it.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have beat them worse. Should have beat the game last night. Team worse.
Mm-hmm.
But, nope, we just barely won. And we got Bedlam this Saturday. Oklahoma State and OU play Saturday, and then also Green Bay right now is getting their ass kicked 23-0 in the half.
Oh, the 49ers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shoot, we play them next week.
I mean, right now, 49ers, damn. They're looking good.
What are they, like 9-1?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. That and, let's see, that and Patriots are 9-1.
Yep.
Unless they lost. So we play the 49ers next week. We play the Rams tomorrow night. So hopefully the Ravens will win that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ravens are putting in actually a decent year.
You got a decent quarterback.
Yeah, and it, yeah.
I mean, the guy's 22 years. He's a youngster. He's 22 years old. I mean, he just don't play. I mean, he just don't throw. He runs from the ball. I don't think any quarterback for the Ravens since they started does that.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He's young. Wait till give it another 3 years and see what happens then.
Give it another 3 years. He'll still be another 3 years. He'll still be a youngster.
Yeah, but still, that body's going to take a hell of a punishment.
Right, right. Right. Yeah, I'll be watching football all day on Thursday. I'll make sure of that. I'll be watching football all day.
Yep. Oh, well, once I get done cooking, then yep, I will be watching football, taking a nap maybe, and then yep, I got to get up early on Friday because I want to go buy me a new crossbow.
The crossbow's gonna be on sale.
Oh hell yes!
Oh, Black Friday.
It's gonna be. Yep. Unfortunately, on Black Friday, but it's like.
What is it going to be? A Cabela's?
Yeah, Bass Pro and Cabela's. I think it normally goes around.
Well, you know what? I was going to say, considering that I don't really shop at Cabela's, but I'm scared to go on Cabela's because everybody who tell me about going to Cabela's, they was like, I could get lost up in there. And I walk around a lot of hunters. So, like, they swear by Cabela's, and I'd be like, okay, anytime y'all are getting off on this, I know that's not someplace I need to be because I was like, hunters and talking about going into a store and being in heaven probably ain't the store I want to go into. And it's just because I'm not a hunter. I'm not a hunter, so,
well,
you know, if I was
okay,
a hunter,
now.
I would get off on it, or if I was a hunter or if I did Cabela's here is mostly known for the hunters. I ain't gonna lie.
Right, right, right. I mean, same here, but I mean, the crossbow I'm looking at is regularly like $400, and I'm gonna get it for two. But also,
that's good.
They have got And then there's actually a crank on there that's $100 value free.
Hmm.
So,
oh, wow.
But, yeah. But also, all the clothes. I mean, for women, kids, I mean, bedspreads, recliners. I mean,
I ain't doing no shopping on Black Friday. Black Friday, I actually have no reason.
Right. I mean, I normally don't go out on a Black Friday deal, but to get that crossbow, yeah, I got to get up early. But, I mean,
I can tell you, this show is getting ready to end.
Wow, that was a quick hour.
I told you, I love this. I love the quick hour. The quick hour goes so quick that it's like one of the best things around. And, you know, my mouth hurting this week anyway. But I want everybody to have a great Thanksgiving. That's why y'all really ain't been hearing me say a lot. But have a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll talk to you guys later. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Bye.
Good. Ciao.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this. Might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex.